In 1995, the United Nations designated June 17 as the World Day to combat desertification and drought and raise awareness about the threat and consequences of the natural phenomenon. However, the objectives of the day is not only to talk about the problems, but also to profile solutions. Experts believe that through proper planning and sustainable land management, the effects of desertification and drought can be lessened and even prevented. The executive director of a non-governmental organization known as Fight Against Desert Encroachment, Dr. Newton Jubono, recounted his experience as an anti-desertification campaigner when he traveled through the Sahara Desert, which is increasingly encroaching into the northern part of the country.
My first expedition was born out of adventurism, and it was that adventure that exposed me to the threat the Sahara poses. If we must preserve the land that we have, if not for those of us that are leaving, we have to think about those that are going to come, the next generation.
The executive director of the International Center for Energy, Environment and Development, Mr. Ewa Eleri, said poor access to clean source of energy for domestic use was responsible for deforestation, which makes the soil prone to desertification.
Poor people in rural and urban areas confront serious problems of having sufficient access to fuel for cooking. Everybody has access to kerosene that is subsidized. The result is that we degrade our forests and many family members suffer from the problems of smoke from the kitchen.
The monitoring and evaluation officer of a youth-based non-governmental organization known as Connected Development, Mr. Babayemi Oludotun, said desertification has resulted in refugees who have relocated in search of better land for farming. Mr. Oludotun called for massive tree planting to combat the effect of desertification. According to the United Nations, approximately 1.5 billion people globally depend on degrading areas for their livelihood, and nearly half of the world's very poor, which accounts for 42% of the world population, live in degraded areas. The report also states that global economic losses from desertification and land degradation amount to about $42 billion each year. I am Tina Armstrong.